Shipman and Goodwin LLP, one of the outstanding law firms in our area. And Brenda Eckert is my special guest. She's a partner with Shipman and Goodwin. And the federal government finally is waking up. There's a new crackdown on employers to reduce illegal immigration. What does it mean here in Connecticut? In the past week, 652 employers across the nation were surprised to receive notices of inspection from the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE as it is known, announcing the government's intent to inspect their hiring records for compliance with employment eligibility laws. Brenda Eckert. Brenda, good morning.
Good morning, Brad.
So just how is this going to work now? Employers here in Connecticut are being notified as well?
We have no indication that any employers in Connecticut were among the 652 U.S. employers who received notices of inspection on July 1st. Unfortunately, ICE has not released the names and locations of the employers who received these notices. But we have no indication, as I said at this time, that any Connecticut employers have received any of these notices. However, that doesn't mean that they won't receive such a notice in the near future.
Well, we got a couple of sanctuary cities here. You would think that Hartford and New Haven, I mean, they're sanctuary cities. Nobody bothers the illegals. So I can't understand why we are not being notified. We got, as I said, Brenda, you know this too, we got two sanctuary cities right here in Connecticut.
That's exactly why I suspect they will, if they have not already done so, issue notices in Connecticut.
Now, how, Brenda, will this work? If an employer gets a notice, what does he or she have to do?
What they have to do is they will have 3 business days to get their forms I-9, which is the U.S. employment eligibility form, in order. They'll have to pull those forms. They shouldn't keep them with their personnel files anyhow. They should keep them separately. They should review those forms, make sure that they are completed properly, and that they have properly verified the U.S. employment eligibility of each of their current workers as well as former workers.
Now, let's say that if the employers are notified here in Connecticut and fill out these forms, if they happen to have illegals working for them, what happens to the employer?
Well, they could be subject to either civil penalties or they could be subject to criminal penalties if ICE believes that there is a pattern in practice of intentionally hiring undocumented workers.
Well, I'm sure if the ICE folks check some of the lawn and garden workers, I'm sure that they would find illegals being employed. I mean, people know about this. I don't think this is any news. But again, are you surprised the government all of a sudden is cracking down?
No, I am not. This is really a new enforcement strategy. Under the Bush administration, on highly publicized workforce worksite raids. This is a change in enforcement strategy. The Obama administration is focusing on these types of audits in order to pursue employers who are part of the illegal immigration problem.
Well, again, if the employers are told, certainly this, you know, there are many in the minority communities that we have here that are American citizens that have been denied jobs because employers have got illegals working for them and they pay them under the table. I mean, we all know that too. So it is going to give other young people opportunities to get jobs, don't you think?
One would expect that it would do so.
So, Brenda, would you get word to us if there are any in Connecticut? As you say now, there are 652 employers across the nation who have received these notices of inspection, but none so far in Connecticut. And how long do you think it will be before people are notified here in the state? Any time frame?
We really have no time frame. As I said, ICE has been very tight-lipped about where the employers were being targeted are located, because this is part of their investigative strategy.
I see. Brenda, I thank you so much for joining me this morning, and continued success with your great law firm.
Thank you very much.
Shipman and Goodwin, LLP, Brenda Eckert, a partner. It's about time. It's about time. There are many in the African-American community, and I've talked with several of them, who want to work. And, of course, employers right here in the state of Connecticut, and they'll find them if they crack down. They'll find them who are paying these illegals under the table. And, in fact, in the summertime, many of the illegals are working for these lawn companies. And, again, maybe they'll get the word that ICE is going to be cracking down with these audits. Some 652 audit notices issued on a single day outnumber the total sum of such notices sent out during the entire year of 2008. And the Obama administration is absolutely right, cracking down on the employers. Because if these illegals are not employed, the next step is to go back where you came from, if you're not a citizen, and apply for citizenship in the country of origin. So, again, the U.S. government shifting gears, going after employers who are deemed to entice large-scale illegal immigration. As I said, about time. You don't want to deny anybody a job. If you want to be a citizen of the United States, you do it the right way. There are people in Europe who are dying to come to America, have applied for citizenship a year, 2 years ago, and still are not here. And yet, in this country, we allow illegals, and let me say this, 10 million of them, 10 million of them will be covered, by this health care proposal that we've been talking about. Did you realize that? 10 million illegals will be covered. And that's an outrage.